All right, first topic.
Okay, well, I'm going to switch. You know, you said something earlier which I found hysterical.
What was that?
You talked about asking whether or not white people suck their teeth.
White people suck their teeth. Cannot remember an instance where I have heard that.
That you have?
I have not heard.
I have not heard that either. And I grew up in the Midwest. I don't ever remember white people sucking their teeth.
I can remember hearing Asians do it. I can remember hearing Africans do it. Of course, that's where everybody's from. And Southeast Asians.
So the question is, do people of color suck their teeth because that's the one way they can keep from yelling at white people for being stupid?
Yeah, I've never heard him say that.
Yeah, well,
or do that rather.
Just trying to figure it out. But I mean, you know, the other differences that I find interesting between, especially in this country, black people and white people, and not the obvious dominant culture kind of thing, but just the differences. It's like, white people don't make yellow potato salad. You know, they deep fry everything. We don't deep fry. We fry stuff in the skillet.
We fry, yeah.
Okay? And I don't know if it's because, as usual, the excess of white people can afford a whole tub full of oil.
Right.
And we can only buy a little bit, so you got to preserve it. And that's why you also pour that excess grease into a coffee
can. Container. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
got to save that grease. So we've been
recycling for years, didn't even know.
Yes. So yeah. So I'm just trying to think of some other things that are there. Here's the other thing that I find sort of weird, difference in white people. If it gets above 40 degrees,
oh, it's hot.
White people put on shorts. And I don't understand that. I mean, to me, it's cold, I'm bundled up, and there's some white dude walking around in cargo shorts.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, aren't you cold?
It's cold.
It's cold.
See, I have a if I was a new weather person, it would just be black weather. I need a weatherman for black people, and it's very simple.
Okay,
what's the weather like today? It's hot.
Okay.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
How's it? It's all right. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
You need a jacket.
So,
and other than that, it's cold.
Okay. So, it's either, well, we can break it down to, you need it, you do the regular forecast and say, and for black people, you need a jacket.
Right. It's 64 degrees out, black folks, you need a jacket.
Yes.
You need a jacket on.
So what are some other differences? Well, also, I mean, you know, winter sports. I mean, I know there's my neighbor is a skier. He's black. And there's a whole group of black people who ski. But most black people don't ski. Winter ski. They don't go up in the snow. You know, I've not figured it out. I'm a water person. I water ski, but no snow.
No snow. Don't need the snow.
I don't understand the attraction of driving 4 hours to get to some place where you're going to be cold for the next 3 days, going up and down the slope.
Now, I will say snowmobiling is a lot of fun. I've been snowmobiling.
Yeah, but you're not doing any work. You're just driving around.
It's a lot harder than you think.
No.
That thing's heavy. You got a ton.
Yeah, but you're not out skiing. And
no,
you're on a flat surface. You're not going down a hill where you might run into a tree.
No, I tried skiing. It didn't work out too well.
Yeah, okay.
No, it wasn't for me.
So you never told me you went skiing.
Mom took. We went skiing one time, and it was a disaster.
Okay.
First, I went on the little you know, the bunny sled little thing and learned some moves, thought I knew what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, let's go up to the big hill. I mean, the regular hill, not like the right. professional one. So first, Mom got caught on the lift. She didn't get off. She ended up going around, and then she got caught and falling into a big snowbank on the side of a mountain. They had to stop the whole lift. Everyone just had to stop. It was, and then we got Mom off the side of the mountain. Got her back on the trail, and we both started going down and realized we had no idea what we were doing. I went about 5 feet, I was like, oh, hell no. So we walked the rest of the way down.
So the obvious question is, how many black people were at that ski resort?
I have no idea. I was so terrified, I just wanted to make it down the mountain. Probably zero. Well, it was in New York, so that could have been a few.
Okay. No, I never see. Okay, so what are some other obvious differences? You know, I used to think that black people were louder in public spaces, but I've given up on that because I think, or maybe it's a millennial thing, because I go into bars now and I hear it is noisy as hell.
I think in bars, yes, but in regular situations.
No, I've seen regular situations now where I'm in a party.
But again, that's a party. You can be loud.
Oh, okay.
But like just on the subway, you get a group of people of color together. Any matter what color, they will be louder than the white folks. That's just who we are.
Okay.
They don't understand that. They think we're all mad and shit.
Well, we are mad.
Well, I mean,
but we have to holler to be heard. You know, you've been so, you kept it in so long, like you're around. It's like now you get together and like, oh, I do not have to be quiet.
Yes, I don't have to be quiet.
I don't have
That's
to be
right.
quiet. No.
That's right.
I can holler.
I can holler. I ain't worried about you anymore.
Yeah. And then there's, some of it is a Midwest thing where we grew up, where, you know, you speak to people. But I think with black people, it's both the speaking, but there's also, like, if someplace where you don't go, but you do get the nod.
Yeah, you get the nod.
You do get the nod. You do get the acknowledgement. And I don't think white people have to acknowledge each other.
No. We were talking to this driver one day. He was Puerto Rican, and he had a house over in the slope.
Yeah.
And he was saying, when the white folks move in, they don't speak. Because he walked in, my neighbor, I've seen him for, you know, a long time. Because he doesn't speak. Nobody says hello. But of course, people of color, minimally, you get a nod.
You get a nod, yeah. Like, yeah, hey, bro.
That's like, what's up? Respect. One of those two, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And I was thinking about that because I did that to this one brother. It was a couple of weeks ago. I remember I wanted to talk about it on here. It was one of those simple nods. It was a down nod.
Yeah.
Because in the 80s, it was like an up nod. It was like a hip thing for a minute. But now we got back to the down nod. It's just...
Oh, wait. Okay, so now you're a different generation. I missed that. I didn't know that it had gotten down to that nuance level.
The up nod is more casual. What's up?
Okay.
And the down nod is more mature. Which means respect, or if some shit goes down, we got each other's back.
Okay.
That's the old school nod.
Okay. All right. I learn something every day.
Yes. And that was a nod. If some shit goes down, we got you.
Yeah. Oh,
basically,
man.
If the white people decide to go crazy today,
yeah, got you back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's why you get the constant nod. Is everybody who walks down the street nodding? It's not just because we hear the internal music. It's like, I'm ready. Hello, and I got your back.
Right, we together.
I love that. That's amazing. So the so this could be a a history class for black people. The nuance of the nod.
The nuance of the nod. That's right. We don't get into it. We get nuance of the handshake.
Oh, okay.
And the pound.
So from the handshake to the pound to the dap?
Well, it's the handshake, then the high five.
Okay.
Because you got to throw the high five in there.
Right.
Then the high five became the pound.
Right.
And then the pound became, then it was the pound. Then it was just the kind of the bump.
Okay.
Which the white people started calling the fist bump. See, we never had a name for it. It was just a bump. And then they threw that explosion bullshit on there, which I thought was cheesy.
Oh.
You bump and then your hands blow up. I was like, come on, y'all just took it too far. Yeah,
took it too far.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about, but sometimes you get the elaborate handshake.
Yeah, they don't do that so much anymore.
No. I always thought that was a little, because it was, they had regional differences.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd go to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati had a different handshake than people in Indianapolis.
They did.
So you could, like, it's almost like a gang sign. Like, oh, well, I did this wrong. I'm going to get jumped. Got to be careful about that. But then the dap is the handshake with the pound on the back and how you,
yes,
the hug. And,
right.
You know.
That's the straight black man hug pound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got that.
I just like giving hugs. Yeah. I was like,
oh, well, yeah, but that's a family
true
thing.
True love. No, even the
our people. I know, but you got that because we're a very active family. You know,
I would say Midwest is a little,
yeah,
a little more friendly than Midwest and the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just.
So with the differences, since you're talking about differences, let's jump over to politics.
Oh. You would have to go there.
I gotta go there.
No, look.
So you watch both conventions.
I watch both conventions. It was really sort of frustrated at both of them, but toward the end of the Dems got themselves together.
Yes,
the Republicans never got themselves, but they were always together on the same things, like scare the shit out of everybody.
Right.
And I'm like,
now Trump's even scaring the shit out of the Republicans, which is hilarious.
I don't understand. There are people that, you know, it's like you don't know when to stop.
No.
And you say, dude, you're going too far.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep going. And he's not going to change. He's always been that way. And why do they think he's going to be a better president? That he's suddenly going to switch over and go, no, everything's cool.
No, see, my thing, my theory is the Republicans thought they could control him. They said, okay, we're going to put up with your antics for the primaries and all that bullshit, and then we're going to control him. And then they found out they can't control him. So they're like, oh, what the hell do we do now? They're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I think one of the CNN correspondents, Fareed, I want to say, I can't remember his last name, he wrote a piece in the Times called something Trump, the bullshit artist. I was like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
We all know it. He's just talking bullshit. There's no plan. There's nothing. He's saying whatever he thinks is appropriate at that moment.
Right. But like I said, the thing with the cons. Now, I thought, maybe this will be the thing.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to have been. I mean, I don't understand how you can think that an immigrant first of all, the father is a Harvard Law School graduate.
Yeah.
I mean, this is no schlub off the street.
Right.
You know, this dude's really smart, you know. He's the kind of immigrant you want. If you're going to do that.
Right, then what's at the point? He is living the American dream.
He's living the American dream.
He made it.
And then to, you know, to dump on the guy. It's like, this guy is so proud of being American that his son giving his life for America is something he's very proud of.
To protect your dumb ass to stand up there and say stupid shit like that.
Yes.
You should have thanked him for that.
Read the Constitution first. No. It's... But here's the thing that sort of got me depressed. I was really, after the RNC, I was legitimately depressed. You know, I am not a depressive kind of person. But I kept thinking, as in my entire life, all the places I've been and all the stuff I put up with, and as bad as America can be, I always knew in my heart of hearts that at some point the concept of America would end up asserting itself. Okay, this is, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right.
Okay, we don't always follow that. We always don't give, you know, all of the things, all the tenets of the Constitution. But I never thought that it would go so far in the opposite direction, that I no longer believe that America, the America that I love, would survive. And here's this guy coming in. I'm suddenly, I don't know anymore. I mean,
he does put it into question, because I'm like, how did they go that far?
I mean, I'm thinking of all the presidents that I didn't vote for and didn't particularly care about, but I was never afraid that any of those guys, dumb or as misguided as I thought they were, did not have America's best interests at heart. They may not have done it the way I wanted, but I know that they believed in America. You know, they may have believed in American greed.
Yes,
you know,
okay.
That it was about the money.
It's about them.
Okay. But if the country doesn't survive, they can't make any money. So they were never going to put the country at risk, because it would mess up their coin. You know, don't mess with the money.
Go ahead. I think they did mess with the country.
Well, I'm not saying that they didn't mess with the country. We had slavery. Come on. This country's messing wrong. No, but I never thought, as bad as George W. Bush was, I never thought that the dude was like in it for himself that he would jeopardize the country deliberately. That he did not have an idea of what was going on.
Oh, I think they did. I think it was all deliberate. I think that's why.
No, it was deliberate, but it was deliberate for the money. They wanted the
oil. Yeah, for the money. Yeah, sure, right.
I'm pissed off because some guy said,
no,
I'm stupid.
No, America was collateral damage to them.
Right, okay. But we got a presidential candidate that I have no clue of what his motivation is.
Right, no.
You know?
It's power. I mean, it's not even power, it's the limelight.
Yeah.
The expression he had when he walked out into that stage, it was like, this is what he's living for, this moment.
Yeah.
Just all eyes, all the world just looking at him. Doesn't matter what.
You know, the other day what really freaked me out was when somebody asked him which women he would consider for cabinet posts. Now we're 3 months away from the election, and you've got to have been thinking about how you're going to fill your cabinet post, even if you can't say it now. And the only one he could come up with was his daughter. I don't like,
right, with no experience whatsoever.
I don't think she would be that bad as some kind of undersecretary or something. She's not. See, I don't think she's as stupid and vindictive as he is.
She's not stupid, really.
But I think she has to be really, really smart to have survived being raised by...
In his corporation.
In his corporation.
Yeah.
And also, remember, her mother was the smart one. She took him for a lot of money.
Okay.
She walked away clean. And then she started... She did her own business. Not like she needed Donald. And that's her daughter. Okay, so I'm giving some props to Ivana. Okay? I think she did a good job with considering who the husband was.
So what about the Democrats?
The Dems did fine. What I found interesting, aside from the fact that, you know, they did the Rainbow Coalition.
Yes, they did.
But it was legitimate. You know, they didn't drag out some rabid black sheriff who says all blue lives matter and doesn't seem to understand anything except, but they brought out all these people legitimately. These were part of the Democrats.
Right, right.
And as messy as you can get, you know, with people who are the Bernie bros who still haven't given up and would rather either vote for Jill Stein, who has no hope of winning, or staying home. And then bitching for the next 8 years about, I didn't vote for her.
Right, yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that Hillary again had to reintroduce herself and had to talk about all the stuff that she's done during her career. And there were people who didn't know that. Because all they've heard for the last 25 years from the right-wing media is Hillary's terrible, she's a liar, she does this, she does that. And it's not unreasonable that her unfavorables were so low, because for 25 years people have been telling us how terrible she is.
Yeah, and it's not, yeah, I don't, she's just a, your regular politician.
Yeah, but you know, but I know what we,
now perception has a big, plays a big role in it.
Perception, but see, I know what I'm getting with Hillary. Okay, she's a centrist. She's going to be trying to make some deals. She's going to make some mistakes.
Right.
She's, you know, there. She's going to try to protect the power class. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, but I know that, and I know what to expect. I don't know what to expect from Trump. I don't know what he's going to do day to day.
No, I mean, even the head of the CIA is going, don't tell him anything.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to listen to that dude.
But he's not listening to anybody. I mean, he said,
I'm at the party. They need to listen to him. Yeah. See, come on.
Well, they're you know, they're all trying.
They know already.
But they don't know. They don't have a plan on what to do.
No, they don't. Lose. Right, right.
You know, they haven't been focused. See, at this point, I would be focusing on all those down ticket races. I'd be pouring money like crazy into getting Republicans elected to the House, the Senate, the governorship. Forget about Trump. Let him. He's lost. It's a lost cause. Don't waste any time on that. He's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right.
And he's going to raise enough money from those people who still think he's God on earth. And so he can do the same Bernie thing. He can raise $27 from each donor. And he'll have enough money to get through the campaign. But the Republicans don't have to fund it.
Right, they don't have to fund it.
Let him fund it through his little thing.
That's a good thought.
You know, but I don't think they just, you know, they thought ahead so far for the last 20 or 30 years trying to get in the position where they are, where they control the state houses, they control the state legislature, they can do all the crazy shit that they want to do. And at the time when now they've got everything in place except for the president, they nominate this asshole.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, you know, it's like you got to the, just before the finish line, you tripped and fell.
That's what you get for acting like assholes for the past 8 years. Blocking everything, even if it's good. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, that's not bad. Let me pause that one. Okay.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm frustrated again because of when stuff starts affecting white people, then it gets treated differently.
Then it becomes a national crisis.
National crisis, or they handle it differently. I mean, we're talking about, you know, so first of all, you change the language. Okay, used to be heroin addicts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so terrible heroin addicts, and we got to throw them in jail.
Right.
Because they're messing up, they're stealing our stuff. The only way to treat this is to put them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when we have painkiller addiction, which they've now called opioid addiction.
Right.
Well, all those opioids are nothing but heroin.
It's heroin.
It's just heroin. So it's some derivative of heroin. Heroin is an opioid. But so now it's an opioid addiction, and it's affecting white kids. So now we don't want to throw them in jail. We want to get them treatment.
Right.
We have to spend some money to treat this epidemic of opioid addiction.
Which leads back to pharma.
Yes, okay.
You know, yeah. And the pharma and the insurance companies.
Yes.
Because they're both making a shitload of money off of that vicious cycle.
Right. I mean, you know, and Big Pharma created the opioids.
Right.
And remember, heroin is originally created as a painkiller.
Yeah.
So that people could have operations.
Right.
And then they got out of the street and it became, and then they made it illegal.
It's so a recreational thing.
Then the people who got hooked. Well, now there's big money in it.
Mm-hmm.
So between Big Pharma now has to go back and create other painkillers, and you come up with a whole bunch of them. Now they're out in the black market. So, you can't say to Big Pharma, would you stop making this stuff?
Yeah.
You know?
They're just making money. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
But see, again, when people are out just to make money, I understand that greed thing.
Yes.
Right? You know, it's the consequences that bug me. That I can blame the gun manufacturers. I can blame Big Pharma for making this stuff. But when it comes to making laws to restrict it,
mm-hmm.
or to take it off the street, or say you can't do this because this is not going to help the country.
Yeah.
So, we got to really tighten up the regulations. Now, people go into hospital and they need painkillers. You went through an accident and you had to have painkillers. I wouldn't want to deny you painkillers. What I want to deny is that after you those pills that are now out there in the millions, mm-hmm. that shouldn't be in the millions, and now they're getting stolen and hijacked and they're being sold on the street, and now some hotshot chemistry student can now brew a batch,
yes.
of stuff in his basement and make a crap load of money.
Right, and change the chemical component of it just slightly enough so that it passes, it's legal.
I'm not even interested in being made legal. I'm saying it's just a lot of money in illegal drugs.
And if there's money to be made, people are going to do it,
yeah.
whether it's legal or not.
Yeah.
And no matter who they sacrifice,
right.
That's the only problem.
Until it starts, people of color can get sacrificed.
Yeah,
they don't care. Okay, I mean the president just commuted something like 560 people.
Yeah.
Commuted their sentence, and most of them are for drug offenses.
Go Obama, my man.
Yeah, but the thing is. And again, I'm being nuanced. I love the guy. I think he's got a raw deal.
Yeah.
But he's made some mistakes. But also, he understood. He's like, he couldn't go commute those drug sentences in his first term.
Right. They blocked everything.
They've been blocking the stuff anyway. But so now, he's out. And so he can say, the Constitution says I have a right to commute the sentence of anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
There's no restriction. No, I can let a guy out who's committed treason.
Yep.
If he's in jail, if he's
like
alive,
Bush did.
I can commute the sentence.
He commuted a bunch of sleazy motherfuckers.
So
a lot of people.
But still, it's about the money. But
it's
here's a case where he had to wait for his last 6 months.
Right.
In office to say, yo, Ali Ali, oxen free.
Yes, you're out.
You're out. No. And then I just keep thinking about that woman who, her boyfriend was a drug dealer, mm-hmm. and she didn't even really know it. And he was storing some drugs in her house. They burst in because it was in her name. She goes to jail for life.
Wow.
And she kept saying, I didn't know anything about this. You know, I was just, you know, he lived with me. I didn't know he was a drug dealer. That's like, you know, tough.
Of course, they didn't believe her.
No.
And they're like, then, whatever.
But then later, somebody, like the cops recanted and they said, yeah, we knew that she wasn't involved.
Oh, wow. They admitted that.
Yeah, but there's also mandatory drug laws saying if it's in your house, you're just as guilty.
Right.
So she got life in prison. And when she finally got her sentence commuted, this was earlier on, but it was just like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, the drug laws are serious.
You know, so some guy can murder his wife and get 6 years.
Right.
Or what's the swimmer who raped that woman?
Oh, right, the college kid.
The college kid, yeah, and gets like 6 months probation. What?
Yeah, they think that's okay. That's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
But drugs, don't know.
Well, no, but if there'd been a brother who raped her, he'd have got life.
Oh yeah, he would have got life. Yeah. Definitely.
So this is unequal justice based on privilege.
Right.
And we will talk about privilege at another time.
Yes.